Government says it will continue with its open-door policy of interacting with business entities to enable it to constantly address their challenges through policy initiatives. Vice President Kwesi Misa-Arthur said this when the Director of Finance of British American Tobacco, in charge of West Africa, Anthony Kopti, conferred with him at the Flagstaff House in Accra. He said though some farmers depend on tobacco, there is the need to provide them with alternative livelihood.
We have a policy of meeting various industry and business groups to listen to their concerns, to listen to their insights into their business and so on, so that can help us in managing the economy. I know that you have some specific concerns about some of the policies, especially tax and other policies that the government has introduced or in the process of introducing. And so we'd like to hear from you what specifically you have with respect to those, and also since you're also mainly citizens of this country and the world, you also have some concerns about the health of the citizens and how to safeguard the health even as we consume tobacco products.
Yes.
I know that there's a significant portion of the farmers in parts of this country who also rely on tobacco for their livelihood, and even as the health concerns dominate the discussions, we also have to look at how to encourage them to do other things that will secure their livelihood. So those are some of the concerns that we have.
Vice President Kwesi Misa-Arthur. Mr. Kopti said his visit was to discuss with the government some concerns and seek advice as to the way forward for tobacco in Ghana.
The purpose of this meeting is to talk a bit more about the opportunities in Ghana, specifically from the tobacco angles. We'd like to also discuss with you some of the concerns we have in general around doing business in Ghana, and hopefully we can aspire to hear some of your advice and feedback that you can give us, which obviously we will take on board.